death is not an objective reality. You can see death with only mortal eyes. We were taught that we were born and one day we are going to die. But that is just a description. I know that it would be impossible to convey to you such a understanding, but we were all trained to die every day within ourselves. And then death outside ourselves has become a reflection, a reflection in the mirror. The world has become reflecting this inner death. Then you are not watching the death of a dear friend or a dear person. You are watching the description of death, which is within yourself. Then you are identifying with description of something, the description of the world, but not with the world itself. It was described, you have a description of death, and you cannot run away, you cannot escape from that description. You see death, but through a description. That is not death. No one is going to die. No one. Only you yourself, within your heart. Then if you have read The School for Gods, when the protagonist is in front of his wife, dead, the dreamer tells him, look, this is not the death of a woman. This is your inner death that you have projected for so long. And now you are in front of something that you were not aware of within yourself. But it happens in every instant in our lives. Every time you fear, you are afraid, every time you worry and you doubt, you are in anxiety or you are preoccupied, you are dying. A little part of yourself is dying. And then death, the physical death, not just yours, but the physical death, also witnessing the others. It's just something that you are seeing with your mortal eyes, with your eyes that can have been taught to see a description of death. Now, you have to turn towards yourself and die less. You have to die lesser and lesser every day to arrive to the point that you will never witness any death anymore. It's impossible. But you have to be deathless to eliminate death from the outer world. Now, I know that it seems impossible to do something like this. But, you know, if you continue to believe that death exists and it is something that sooner or later has to touch each of us, this description will kill you. It's the idea that death is inevitable that kills you. The description that the death is inevitable, ineluctable, that kills you. Not the death itself, because death does not exist. Probably you can get it intellectually right now, But the work on yourself, if you have read my books and Technology of the Dreamer, you will see that there is a dialogue between you, the reader, and the dreamer. And the dreamer tells you that only a dead person can die. Dead within. If a person is alive within, cannot die. And this is something that will happen probably with a more mature humanity. But, you know, I dedicated my books to the individual. And I think that only the individual can overcome death, can win death. Then if you are an individual, it means indivisible. It means that you do not have fragmented particles within yourself, but you have become an integrity, a unity. You will see that death will disappear from within and from without. All of us finds himself or herself in front of some dear one that has to die. And I tell you, this didn't happen to me since ever. This is just to tell you that you have to change your attitude, inner attitude, your inner states, and stop to identifying with all that which is limited, all that which is conflictual. And you have to return to your integrity, which is something that belongs to you. It is not something that you have to achieve. It is something that you have to remember because it belongs to you. It is an innate reality. Let's see what you mean by death. Because from my point of view, death does not exist. You realize that it does not exist just because you stopped dying within yourself. Believe that death exists. It is just within yourself in a sense that all your fears and doubts and worries, they are little deaths. But fear, doubts, and worries, and anxieties, and negative emotions, and destructive thoughts are non-existent. We identify with something non-existent and create something that it is going to materialize in the world as a death, as something that we call death. But fear is non-existent. Doubts are not existent, but I believe that that is natural. To be afraid of something, it's natural. And I tell you, it is not. Fear is non-existent. Doubt is not existent. We identify with the world outside ourselves, and we believe that that is the truth. It is not. Now you have to turn towards yourself and see that fearlessness is the elimination of fear. And timeless, time, it means time, it means that you project from within the world that you see and witness outside yourself, but it is a projection from within. Now, if you are fearless, the world will never die anymore. Also, science and technology will arrive to that in few decades. We are all children of time. Time is our boss. Time regulates, manipulates whatever we are and do and have. Now, if you are able to use time and not be used by time, you will see that time will be a great friend and it will materialize only absence of fear, absence of worry, absence of doubt, absence of death. It's a new humanity. is a new age, a new era, a new epoch. And this can happen only if the individual eliminate all forms of death happening within himself, herself. There is no discipline. You know, we pray, we meditate, we do yoga, we do all the disciplines. There are, you know, this is good. It's for your entertainment. But to win death, you have to realize that death is non-existent. And you do it little by little when you will die lesser and lesser within yourself. We are so in love, so much in love with the limits. We see death as a way out from all our suffering. Then we will never give up death, because it is the solution. We believe that it is the solution, but it is not.